So what I was telling before, you see, so due to the third one, the habituation, whichever way mind trend in the past. So when you're born, you trend more as a egoistic, or trend more in the, I say, very kind-hearted, very good-hearted, very compassionate, very loving nature. See, so like that. So also you can see. Now I would like to tell you this. Not only that, but in this life, before you are so selfish, very selfish, you know, very angry. But through meditation practice, your mind gradually change, more and more tolerant, more patient, more and more good-hearted. You know, life before and life later, total change. Even us among the students, it's happening. Not only among the Tibetan meditators, not like that. Even among us students, the Western students, that's happening through practice. You know, studying teachings, especially meditating on Lambrim, exercising the mind through that. You see, it's happening. It's many, again, I see the I see the change, development in the heart, you see. Yeah. There are many students, you see, able to develop, there's no devotion, you see. Then afterwards, able to develop devotion, but Dhamma Sangha. And before, there's not that much, the person, I said before, you're not kind to others, not that much, you see, kind. But later, become more and more kinder, generous to others. See, that definitely so many among even the students, that's happening. I see there's a great progression in the good heart among the student. That I see as ear goals, like I see that. So that's unbelievable contribution for the world peace. Not just this small world, global, not this one, this means your consciousness will continue to life to life. So this good quality that you have developed in this life continue from life to life. So that means you're able to bring peace and happiness to numberless sentient beings. You just stop giving harm to others, stop giving love from life to life. You see, continue this compassion. You see, then even more. So you stop giving harm to others, less and less, you see, and more benefiting. So you're able to bring not just the world peace, this small world, not just that, but for numberless sentient beings. You know, able to bring peace, happiness. So I think, and the ultimate, able to bring them. Ultimate, not only cause them temporary happiness, not just that. You know, day-to-day life, peace and happiness, not just that. But ultimately, see, to bring their total liberation from all the, from whole entire suffering cause, cessation of all the karma, and the defilements, you see. That, and then great liberation, full enlightenment, the peerless happiness, so able to bring. So the ultimate, you see, through the development of compassion, you see. So what we by meeting Buddha Dharma, by learning Buddha's teaching, which shows complete path how to develop compassion. Very clear stage by stage. You see, very clear meditation, how to go about, how to develop compassion to numberless living beings who want happiness, who do not want, suffering. but you see, but devoid of happiness, but continuously suffering. So, they say, to help them, you see, to liberate them from all the suffering causes and bring in the pale happiness. So that, So I think this is something. This is something, you know, in the organization, the student, as year goes, came a long way, but as year goes, more generous, more kinder, not only devotion, but also one becomes more devotion, more compassionate nature towards others. You know, not only devotion, more to Dhamma, but at the same time, more compassionate to others. So I think this. I think this is a great thing to really, I think a great thing to rejoice. I think this, I think so worthwhile thing. So this is what helps. Urgent, most urgent emergence need is the compassion. Without delay, the second, you know. What helps bring peace and happiness in your family? You know, if a child bring peace and happiness to parents, parents to bring, you see, father, mother to bring peace and happiness to the children, to the family around, and you bring peace, happiness in the office, when you go to the office, in the society, in the country, in the whole world, as there happened historically, one person who had the influence, power, but lack of good heart. Lack of a good heart, practice of good heart. Just one person, who had influence, but lack of good heart, who had power and influence and intelligence, but lack of good heart. So the intelligence used, like Sunnis often says, that intelligence used, misused, you see, to harm the world, to harm others, then you see that which affects the whole, all of the world. That many parts of, even though it's very far, but many parts of the world, they have to close down their hotels, their business, airports. You know, so many people, even very far other countries, they lost their jobs in the office. You know. Many people lost job. They have to, the company could not continue. So like that, you see. So anyway, historically happened in this world many times. So that's one person who had influence, power, but did not practice good heart. So if that person practiced good heart, compassion, opposite, it can bring so much peace and happiness to many. Millions, billions of people in this world. So, like example, present living example, we can see that the Hisonas Dalai Lama. See, so there's so many people within one and a half hour. So, by seeing, they get so much peace and happiness. Just seeing, just the holy face, and just by seeing, get so much peace and happiness, so much purification of the mind, you see, purifying the departments, you know, the karma. And the realization, you see, that's realization because of the compassion. Or the realization is that because of compassion towards our sentient beings. So then, especially by hearing, words, holy words, that you get so much answer in your life, so much peace and happiness, and unforgettable in your life, you see. So many people, you see, who heard, who saw, you see, are unforgettable and an incredible blessing in this life. So that I'm not making it up, you know. So many people there express this way. So it's there, I'm just repeating what they say. So like that. So anyway, so what I mentioned before was, so third reason is that there's a reincarnation, the proof from the habituation, you see, different characteristics of mind, even one family, different children, all these habituation from life before this. So those are mentioned. Then fourth one is can see your past life, can see your future life, with others whose mind is developed, you see, whose mind is more clear, developed, you see. And also when your own mind is developed, you can see your past and future, you see, like that. Because you don't remember or you don't see, we cannot use that reason to prove that it doesn't exist because we don't remember those 9 months. Your experience in mother's womb, you don't remember. So you cannot say, because you don't remember, you cannot say you are not in mother's womb. You are born only from the time when you remember. You know, I was born only when I remember, you know. So there are many, you remember first that one. So you can't say that didn't happen. So you don't remember how you came out of the mother's womb. You know, you don't remember how you came out of the mother's womb. most of us, we don't remember. So then, you see, many things what we did childhood time, we don't remember. And we believe what other people, we just believe what other people said. You just believe on what other people said, you see, that's all. We don't remember. Sometimes we don't remember even yesterday things what we did, or even today what food we ate, or what we talked, or say even this morning or something, we don't remember. So I don't remember even what I just said before, you see, after that. That doesn't mean I didn't mention that, you see, I didn't say that, it doesn't mean that. So anyway, this Just to finish that part of the subject. So it became first thing in our life. The compassion, practical compassion, is the first thing, more important than food, more important than money. More important than money, more important than job, you see, more important than anything else in the life. Because if there's compassion, then you see, all your wishes, all your happiness will come from that. Temporary, ultimate, you see, and then. Others, then you're able to cause happiness to others, and others will receive happiness from you. You see, not only the family member, not only the office, a small circle, not that. Numberless beings. You see, numberless other living beings, they receive happiness from you. So therefore, I think it's very important that I would like to mention that even our normal talk, conversation, in our daily life conversation, we should bring compassion, even in our daily life, just conversation, talking with people. I think it's so good to bring, word compassion again and again. So, I mean, you see, how I start to remember that, it's so good. So other people, you remember the other people also, it reminds them, It's very, I think it's very essential. Then this way I get practice. Just in normal, whatever conversation one's doing, but to bring that, I think it's very, very important. So what I was going to mention before, this was, so I meant to mention at the beginning, but maybe say not too late. So what I was going to mention is that so those who are very new to say first time to listen, however, what I want to say is that also to like doing research, to analyze. So one listen to talk and one analyze. If it's beneficial, one find beneficial, then one can apply to the mind like that. However, not something required. Believe, you see, what I say to analyze and then study. See, listen and study. I say then find beneficial. Then one can use that. For your peace and happiness, and to help others. You should bring peace and happiness to others. And that, however, the different religions, there are things from Christianity, Catholic or Christianity, from Hindu, Muslim, that Buddhist can learn what they say, can say certain things beneficial for the mind can take, you see, from there. Also, they say Christianity or Hindu, Muslim can take, also there's something beneficial in Buddhism, also can take, can learn, and can apply to bring peace and happiness to in one's own life and to help others. So they say your own mind is the doer, is the creator. Your mind or your karma is the creator of your happiness and your problems. So you see, as I mentioned in the teachings by Buddha, that yourself is the guide. Yourself is the guide to yourself, but also enemy to oneself. So depending what you do, how you use your mind. If you use your mind mistaken way, then mistaken action result problems. This life and life after this. So then you become the enemy. You become the enemy to yourself because you create the problem. You create the cause of problem, and then you see that's how you experience you experience the result of suffering, you see. So you, no body is doing that. You're giving problem to yourself. So other way, if you use your mind to think positive way, you see, correct way, positive way, which only brings happiness, peace to yourself, which only brings peace and happiness to others. So if you think that way, and then you are the guide to yourself. You are the guide of your, you see, you are the guide, you know, you are the liberator, you are the guide. You liberate yourself from the problems. You see, you didn't create the cause of problem, you create the cause of happiness. So you become the, you see, guide, you know, to yourself, to guiding to happiness. Happiness this life, happiness future life, happiness, the ultimate happiness, liberation from whole entire suffering causes, and peerless happiness, full enlightenment. You become a guide, you see, like that. So, for example, sometimes it happens, you know, that person did something, the person, you see, got angry to you, or person said, person scolded to you or something, you see. Then, I said, there's a moment there, I should get angry to him or not. You see. So you kept on following, oh, that's bad. You know, that's bad what person think is, the way think of me. Saying, see, bad, that harm this person, bad. You see, when you follow that mind, that label, you know, putting that label, bad, harm. You see, then you get angry. The next minute you get angry. That's the result. By putting negative label, you know, this is bad, this is harm, this is bad. Then the angry. You see, but then you think, you see, oh, this doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, you know. It's okay, it doesn't matter. It's just, even without the meditation, you know, without limited meditation, this and that, you know, all the outlines, you know, nothing. Just, oh, this doesn't matter. Forget it. So, you see, you don't get angry, you know. So sometimes the moment where you have choice, whether to get angry or to not get angry. depending, you see, how you, I think it depending, you know, what you do with your mind. You see? So it's very clear, it's in your hand. It's in your hand, you know. It's up to you, it's what you do with your mind. You see, here is the like TV channel, you see, or the key, you know, key for happiness, key to block the happiness, open the problem, key to open the happiness. It's your mind, you see, it's how you think. Depends on that, you know, how you think. So you see, yeah. Every moment, maybe through the culture, I think, Lord, liberty of the culture, I think. I think additional. Of course, as I mentioned at the very beginning, everybody wishing happiness, they're there. It is, of course, there, but, sir. I want to mention it from my experience. I mean, I never heard, like in Nepal, you know, Tibet, of course, sometimes people say that, due to health problems and, that due to spirit harm, things that they suddenly, this mental state was not there before, but now somehow it changed, and something unhappiness just some very rare, you know, something to hear that. I mean, it's happened, but not very common to say, not very common that you meet many people, oh, I'm not happy. You know, say, not very common to meet, you see. No, say. As it become, say, that become a topic, that main topic, you know, that my happiness. I mean, it's relating to my own experiences. I don't hear that, like Suru Kumbus or, you know, the Tibetan people has so much expression, you know, my happiness. Yeah, it's something, you know, first thing, say nothing, say, maybe a little bit to do with culture, I'm sure. So anyway, what I was going to say, I kind of forgot. completely gone. Yeah, anyway, so... anyway, it doesn't matter enough. So, yeah. So what I was going to say. That's right. Yeah, you are the creator. Your mind is there. You see, I'm talking about the Buddhist philosophy, and I'm talking about the reality. You see, just see how in the daily life, you know, how you see, with one way of thinking, for example, see, if your mind put a negative label, it's harm, you know, this is bad, you see, you do that again and again, it's like pumping, you know, like pumping the rubber, say, the car, the tire, towards. Like pumping the tires, get blown up more and more, you see. So you're pumping like that, you see, to yourself, you see. Bad, no. Like pumping, you see. Then anger rises. Next minute, anger rises. Thought to hurt, harm. But the other one, even without meditation, just it doesn't matter, you know, you ignore it, doesn't matter. You see, you watch your mind. You are aware, you are watching your mind. What your mind is going to do. You see? You're watching your mind. So that there's more freedom that time. So whether to practice patience or angry, you see. So anyway, even just ignoring it doesn't matter, you see. Let go, then we see you don't get angry. So anyway, what I'm saying is that even in the normal life, you can see totally it's your happiness and problem totally dependent on what you do with your mind each moment happiness, each moment problem is totally to do each moment way of thinking. You know, what you think positive way, what you think negative way. So that's why in Buddhism emphasize very much mindfulness. If you don't practice mindfulness, then you can't protect your mind. You see, then you let, because our mind has been habituated with self-cherishing thought, ignorance, and attachment. Not only from this morning, not only from birth time, from beginning this rebirth. As I mentioned before, you say. So, of course, if you don't watch the mind, as often you said, that mind is should be you're like father, mother. The mind should be like is like my baby, you know. So you take responsibility. You take responsibility with your mind, the like baby. So what the parents have to, other parents don't have time, they hire other people to watch the baby. That, you see, if the baby is not watched within 5 minutes, by my just watching the, I don't remember my own time, you see, but I should, but, you know, but, you know, when I was baby, you see, how if there's not something about watching, I would fall down from the steps, so it, you know, not put knives or wrong things in the mouth and damage, you see, and, you know, kill oneself, you see. So anyway, by watching other children's babies, by watching, there's not somebody watching within 5 minutes, baby's in danger. Real, clearly, it's in danger. Life's in danger. So anyway, so like that, exactly same our mind, if you don't know, constantly watch, guard, protect. So here, since I brought this issue, I would like to mention this. So if one follow the self-cherishing thought, you see, you know, you follow the self-cherishing thought, thinking this is me, this is how I am, this is how I am. This is like this is the, your this the, like the self-cherishing thought is like your identification, you know, your identity. See, this self-cherishing thought. See, this is my, like this is what I this is what I, this is, so this is what I am. See, and then you see, so once you follow the self-cherishing thought, then all this anger, you know, pride, jealous mind, all this stuff, all this negative emotional stuff will rise. You know? Will rise. When you are opposite, when you let go, I cherish somebody, cherish others, these negative emotional thoughts do not rise. Jealous mind, pride, these negative emotional thoughts do not rise. That's very clear. Do not rise. Anger, do not rise. To those whom you cherish, do not rise. You see, for example, when an example, you say Mao Zedong, that, you know, destroyed all this unbelievable number of monasteries, all those, you see, so many, say, monasteries, all those, so many monks and the lamas, they, you know, died in prison or were killed, or so many, I mean, so much destruction happened in Tibet. You know, all this. So if you look at the, if you think ordinary way, I mean, if you know, the ordinary way, so if, say, if you think this, if you label this enemy, see, you know, like that, then you get angry. See. So now, bodhisattvas, the bodhisattvas, you see, the many meditators, many great lamas, including, no question about his own, himself, you see, feeling so much compassion, more the negative karma, heavy negative karma, unbelievable compassion rises, you know, to him. You know, I heard one ex-guest in Tibet during a debate, and he talked about Mao Zedong. When he talked about Mao Zedong, he cried. So much, you know, because he has a realization bodhicitta, you know, realization bodhicitta. So, can't stand that Mao Zedong's, you know, the heavenly karma. Can't stand. and all the result and all the result sufferings of that. You see, so heavy, unbelievable, unbelievable heavy. So every single person in karma can imagine. So this expert, that time I don't know it was a garden tree at that time, but so he was in debate and Sarnath was a debate. So some just came out out, and then when he heard that he cried. So can't stand. It's like the mother, her beloved child, sick, drowned, fell in the fire. How the mother feel? You see, like that. How the mother, her beloved child, when she is sick, drowned, feels, Just like that. Just like that, is it? So close. So you feel in your heart that person. See? In your heart. So that something most, how the mother feel, her blood, most precious one. You see? Like a heart, So anyway, so exactly like that. So here the Bodhisattva, this great mentors of the Lamas, you see, great. So feel like that. So that's why this from the monastery got in Changze. So he was crying, see. One thing about it, so like that. So here, you see, you cherish, you don't get angry. Even though what the person did, incredible destruction. So you can see here. similar in the view of mind, which is patience, you see this enemy. You don't see enemy. Most kind, most precious one in your life. Who, you see, yourself, you see, always follow delusion, self-children. This person is helping me together to destroy self-children, anger, delusions. Helping me together to destroy my only enemy, the delusion. See, from where the suffering come. Who gives all the suffering? So this person is helping me together to destroy. So this most precious, most kind one. So you feel from bottom, from deep, put in your heart, you see, like that. So in the view of patience, you see, like that. This is how your positive mind, good heart, you see the person this way. This is the view of how you feel. You see, very close to your heart. With the self-cherishing thought, very distant. You see, then of course by anger, you can tell if you object to harm, to destroy, something like that. So anyway, what I'm saying, so like that, so Buddhist philosophy say like that, you are the liberator, you are the also enemy to yourself. So however, say do not believe the outside the creator, like that. But however, God, if one is believing God, then God cannot be just like space. But God must have compassion. I'm sure that God wants everybody to be happy. I'm sure that God wants everybody to be happy. I'm sure that God wish everybody to have happiness. I'm sure that God don't want anyone to suffer. Must have a compassion law. So, and then in that case, God must have God must say want everybody happy, to have happiness, and to wish, you know, loving kindness, wishing others all to have happiness, having compassion, others, you know, to say to be free from suffering, you see. So then in that case, so that is the case. If that is the case, if that is what God is, that wish you have happiness, do not wish you problem, suffering. So then will be sent to others. So therefore, when we offer service with compassion and loving kindness, free others, say, free what is animal or what is human being, free from suffering, problems, and, you know, cause happiness. What is animal or what is human being, when we do that, that becomes the best offering, worship to God. Because God is in that nature, you see. then this is the best worship to God. Animal, human being, whoever, to cause happiness, to free from problems, with the loving kindness, compassion taught. What makes God most happy? And that. I thought just a side of talk. I'm talking about compassion, side of talk. So just to mention that. So the next, before the oral transmission, so here we do the meditation practice, going for refuge and generating bodhicitta, and then by visualizing Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, the front of oneself, that is a embodiment of all Guru Dhamma Sangha. So then, or after you visualize elaborate refuge merit field, or like Sunna says, that thing of all the ten directions, the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, and then even there's no physical visualization, see, and then go for refuge. Going for refuge and general bodhicitta. And then with the same in practice, we're going to the collect extensive merit and purify the diplomats and to increase the merit by rejoicing, by doing the practice of dedication. Then the request to Buddha. Today we said the short one, but the praise to Buddha. What I do the long version, the praise of Buddha before the oral transmission. So remember the so quality of Buddha and the kindness of Buddha. The short mental act to Buddha before the teaching of this. So reflect the going for refuge to absolute Buddha, that Dharmakaya, whosoever mind is totally free from the defilements, gross and subtle, even the subtle negative imprint, the subtle defilements. That tongues of wisdom, and the ultimate nature of that, Svabhavakaya, or the holy body of the very nature. So, Dharmakaya, and then the convergent nature of the Buddha, because the convergent Buddha, the Sambhavakaya, going for refuge both, they will go refuge to that. There, say, the ultimate, the Dharma, the absolute Dharma, the cessation of all the suffering, the cessation of the defilements, cessation of the suffering caused, and the true path wisdom directly perceiving emptiness, and the convergent Dharma, the three basket teachings, which reveals those paths. So taking refuge both, the they taking refuge to the Sangha, who eternal of the, who has achieved the cessation of the defilements, the cessation of the, who has achieved the great liberation, cessation of the even the subtle defilements, and then who has achieved the nirvana of the lesser world path, the cessation of the disturbing thought obscuration, and the suffering and the disturbing thought obscuration, the karma, and the, the true path. So it is a, the Sangha, the eternal of those absolute, absolute ultimate Dharma, that's absolute Sangha, and the conventional Sangha, for fully ordained nun and monk living the pure vow. So, going for refuge. Then, these aggregates that one has now contaminated, which is a contaminated seed of disturbing thoughts, and which becomes the foundation of future life sufferings, which causes future life's future samsara. See, which causes, which one foundation for that future samsara, future, see, the suffering, the suffering of the future life samsara, all this. So which, which receives the future life samsara, this aggregates. So this, which is only nature of, which is only nature of suffering, it experiences suffering of pain, and the suffering of, not only that, suffering of temporary samsara pleasure, which is only nature of suffering. That if you don't analyze in the view of our hallucinated mind, pleasure, but if you analyze the nature of that pleasure, you discover with wisdom you see only suffering. If you analyze, if you meditate nature of that, see, you discover only, you see only suffering. No, happiness at all. There's no real happiness at all. In the view, mind labeled on that feeling, which is the only nature of suffering, pleasure, and appeared as pleasure, and attached to that, then the attachment becomes caused to reincarnate again. That ties oneself to samsara again. So like that. So, then this, I guess itself, is the pervasive compounding suffering. Because it's a, as his son often says, under the control of karma and delusion, so this is a, one meaning of pervasive suffering, and and because of that, this whole body and mind is natural suffering, because we're under the control of karma and delusion. So even from that sense, can be the second meaning, pervasive suffering. And third, so this aggregate is a contaminated seed of delusion, which is natural imprint. So it compound the suffering of the body and suffering of the mind, the loneliness, depression, all this, what the negative emotional thoughts. Then, not only that, because this seed of delusion, it's contaminated seed of delusion, so it compounds also future suffering, future samsara suffering. Being contaminated seed of delusion, then compounds this life suffering, compounds future life suffering, so this is a pervasive compounding suffering. That's the foundation for the two other suffering of change and suffering of pain. So the oceans of samsara suffering, how much there is, the whole world, individual brings problem, the whole world problem, however, it all comes in these three type of suffering. So as long as you are not free from this samsara, this continuity of this aggregates, caused by karma delusion, contaminated seed of this thing. So continuity of this, circling to the next. And then that samsara, that continuity of that suffering gets continued to the next. So that's, you see, that for this, that's why. So this continuity of this this suffering, I guess, then it's called out there. That's cyclic existence. Second one, see. So that or deputy demolition material, the continuity of the birth, continuity of the birth of this aggregates, samsara. So that Lama Tsongkhapa explained in the Lamrim Chemo, part of the continuity of this the contaminated aggregates, the receiving future samsara. In Tibetan called Sarche Nyelenji Pungpo Junji Cha, so which leaves out the meditator, who has actualized the fourth path of meditation, whose aggregates does not continue, which takes out that, to say, whose aggregates continuity doesn't go to the next life, see. So renunciation to your own samsara, which is one nature of suffering, then look at the others, the six realm sentient beings, they are also the numberless of them are suffering, being samsara. Suffering, the experience of suffering of pain, and the experience of suffering of change, all these temporary samsara pleasures, and pervasive compound suffering. So then, with that compassion, to free them from all that suffering of pain and suffering of change and pervasive compound suffering, compassion to free them from all those suffering, then yourself and all sentient beings go for refuge to the Buddha Dhamma Sangha with whole heart. with whole heart and go for it. No other to hope, you see, rely upon except Sipratama. So that so this mental factor, the mind qualified, the mind we have taken refuge, mind qualified three cause, and then the renunciation to samsara, the with that useful fear, you know, to one's own samsara. And then so here we generate the fear because you are not liberated from samsara. So when you realize how there is only natural suffering, the fear comes. But then by practicing Dharma, by actualizing path to liberation, then you use the fear to, you hear, you use the fear like medicine. You see, like, you know, the operation or something, you see, operation or something, you know, there's a pain, all this. When the snake bites or something like that, then they cut. So there's pain with that, but then, that of course, if by doing that, then you have long life, you see, protect, say, free from the danger of death. So similar. So you because, yeah, so the fear rises, but then you, because of fear, then you practice engaging path. Then you remove the cause of the suffering, the cause of suffering, the cycle of rebirth, the cycle of death and rebirth, all the suffering between the death and old age and all of the problems, relationship problems and so forth, all that. So by you're able to remove the cause of the suffering, the delusion, karma. So so then then you are liberated from the all the result of sufferings, including the fear. So then that's how you use the fear to overcome. All the fear. To get it over, to be liberated, to be free forever from the fear of some fear of suffering, some such. So like that, to achieve liberation. Then also to generate compassion to others. that which pursues you to actualize path and sees even the subtle defilements and achieve enlightenment and able to enlighten, then to be able to enlighten, that to liberate numberless sentient beings from the oceans of samsara and suffering and bring them in full enlightenment from that. So this the renunciation of samsara, the fear of samsara, and to be free from that, the compassion towards other sentient beings that are suffering samsara, then faith to Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. See, with these three causes, then the mental factor totally relying upon Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, that's the refuge. The Mahayana, refuge like that. So after that, and due to all the three time merits collected by me, all the merits collected in the past, present, and future by oneself, all the merits collected in the past, present, and future by all sentient beings. So you put together all the merits, so it becomes so powerful. So even your merits very small, by putting together with all the sentient beings, with all the merits collected by others, then it becomes very powerful. Numberless other sentient beings are numberless. So, by putting together, they all become very powerful. So, even money, what you put is $1, but if there, but 1 million people is money, So you put together with all their money, you see. So become $1 million. $1 million people, each one put $1. So among the million people, you are one person part of that. So you put $1, then become $1 million. Then you can do project. You can do $1 million project like that. So can do very big projects. So like that, here Sam, putting together, one's married, others married, see, a lot of married. Same thing with Buddhas, you know, Buddha Sapa, they married. Anyway, dedicate, say, did you all the collections of this, collections of merit of wisdom, merit of virtue, or you can say merit of method. So, may I be able to achieve enlightenment in order to benefit for all the transmigrated beings. The in the Tibetan language, target jinso jibi chon nam ji, having met charity and so forth, charity, morality, patience, prison, whatever, so forth, the collections of merits of wisdom, merits of virtue, may achieve enlightenment in order to benefit for the transmigrated beings. Dagishin sochi, cho nam ji, dola penjir, sangje, dubar shaw. So, in the mind, we think, while we're reciting this, to do collections of all these merits collected in the past, present, future by oneself, by others, in order to benefit the transmigrated beings, dollar pension. So that time we think, the lower realm beings, hell beings, hungry animals, to bring in the body of the happy, in the higher realm, the body of the happy transmigrated being, she caused them to receive. And those deva human beings, they were devoid of ultimate happiness to bring in the liberation, ultimate happiness, liberation from the whole entire suffering causes, and even those who achieved the soulless state of lesser vehicle, then to bring to even them who are devoid of the great liberation, then to bring them in the full enlightenment, the peerless happiness. However, ultimately, to the numberless hell beings, hunger wars, animals, human beings, sura, sura, everyone to bring in the full enlightenment. So, in order to benefit for all the transmigrated beings, so in the mind, however, that is the greatest benefit, to bring them in a full enlightenment. So in the mind, think that. And for that purpose, I must achieve full enlightenment. So make strong determination. So general bodhicitta. And that then they make a prayer. Let's see. May I achieve after strong dedication, there's a determination done. I will achieve, so I'm going to achieve. Then my prayer, may I achieve the full enlightenment. For the benefit of sentiments. So we're going to do that, to begin with that, to begin. Sanje chaya thaya zoye chaya namala chaya yambara doya dhani jawa zoye dhaige I left out the meaning of the dollar. So the being under the sentient beings who are under the control of and completely under the control of karma and delusion. Then without any freedom, themselves. No choice, themselves without any freedom, reincarnate in the human realm, then experience all the problems, the attacks of suffering. Suffering rebirth, suffering all the age sickness, suffering death, and all other sufferings. They're unable to find object of desire. So much suffering. After one found, couldn't get satisfaction. So much suffering. Then fear, worry of separation. So the suffering of aggregates. All the problems, you can see in the world as a, besides your own problem, look at the world. But then by reincarnating, deva realm, so they explain all those sufferings. How much, sense pleasure they have is all suffering nature. There is no real happiness there at all. So all that then also depend on which deva realm and this suffering of this pain and suffering of change. except the formless realm, the four levels of the the firm, the one pointed, the firm contemplation. So they accept the fourth and the four levels of formless, four realms are formless. We say the realm, limitless space, consciousness, nothingness, and the tip of the samsara. That doesn't have suffering or change. So, form realm doesn't have suffering of the pain. So, desire realm, there's suffering of this all the three types of suffering. However, so being under the control of karma and delusion, then reincarnated in the hell realm, experience all those heavy sufferings, then same hungry animals, there thousands of, hundred thousands of years of hunger and thirst. But then all those unbearable sufferings of the animal realm, being extremely full, being eaten by another one, so all those torture and so forth. So dollar, so do transmigrated being. So so you remember the cause of suffering being under the control, then result of what they experience by reincarnating each realm. So one after another like this. So when you think of dollar, when you think of door, meaning of door, there's no choice. Compassion has to rise to them. When you think of meaning of door, the sentient being themselves, no freedom, so no choice at all. another meaning of door, another meaning of door is that since their life is in such a nature, since they're born, non-stop, non-stop, even say minute second, continuously going towards death. You know, continuously going towards death. So there's one other meaning of door. here, I think here is not migrating, but the going. Continuous from the at birth, continuously running, going towards the death. The nature of life like that, you see. So however, so very important when we recite dollar, door, the meaning of that. then that makes to rise compassion and to do something to help them. You know, that yourself, this life, to do this life, you see, to do something for them, to liberate them from the oceans of samsara suffering, to bring them to enlightenment, so that, so the last one. Right this minute, we collected far more greater merit, thought to achieve enlightenment, the person then being put palms together. Just by this, we collected a far more greater merit than universe, equivalent number of the water atoms of the Pacific Ocean filled up with seven different jewels, seven types of precious jewels. That means the universe filled up with the seven types of jewels, gold, diamond, silver, so forth, and then of our Buddhas, to remember the, whether the even equaling to the that means say you know the water atom of the Pacific Ocean. In the text it says the river Ganga, Saint Grand River Ganga, and they from this the Tenth Bhumi Sutra. but this is not just ordinary sand. And Ganga is not the Ganga in India, this is the Pacific Ocean. It is explained in many texts. So water atom, something much, much more finer of the Pacific Ocean. For universe that many times filled with all these jewels, seven different precious jewels offered to the Buddhas. So don't remember there how many eons, maybe the equal number of them, even see the number of that many atoms, you see. But I don't remember. However, then, that itself is unbelievable. Can't imagine the, how much merit you collect. But then if you compare to the body, simply then the thought to achieve enlightenment for something, you put the palms together, where you collect a far more greater merit than all those offerings. So although you compare to when you compare to this, then all those merits you collected by heavy metal, that many universe filled with the water atoms, equal number of the water atoms in the Pacific Ocean, to the Buddhas, all those merits become smaller. So we just now, we collected like that unconsciously, limitless grasp of merit we have collected right now, see, and cause to achieve enlightenment. That many cause, all those, that much merit you, you see, to achieve, we say, which cause to achieve enlightenment to be collected. So now, here the next meditate. I, action attaining enlightenment, or for whom sentient being, or the action seeking. What you seek, or the attainment, the enlightenment, so sentient being for whom we seek enlightenment. All these. So I say one by one. I is what is the I? Is what is merely imputed by the mind. So therefore, it exists but doesn't. Do not exist from its own side. It's empty. Action seeking enlightenment, action merely imputed by mind, so it doesn't exist. It exists but doesn't exist from its own side. It's totally empty. That which is fault or the what is to be attained, the enlightenment is also merely impeded by mind, so it exists but it doesn't exist from its own side. Enlightenment is also totally empty. For whom one seek enlightenment, sentient being also merely imputed by mind, do not exist, but do not exist from their own side, that they are totally empty. So with this meditation, Refit Bodhicitta. So here the Lamrim meditation, the heart of the 84,000 teachings of Buddha, the Lamrim, the heart of Lamrim, the three principal aspects of heart enlightenment, the meditation is done within this, the taking refuge and the chanting Bodhicitta. So combined with the emptiness at the end, so gracias. So good night. Thank you. Okay.